The University of Georgia Performing Arts Center recently announced its 2018-2019 performance schedule. The schedule includes a variety of traditional series, along with a few new series available for subscription. Jeffrey Martin is the director of the University of Georgia Performing Arts Center and has been kind enough to join me today to talk about the upcoming season. May I call you Jeffrey?
Yes, please do.
Thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the season. This is a very exciting unveiling of information. The performing arts season is always a jewel in the crown of the arts of Athens-Clarke County. Before we get to the meat of who's coming, can you talk about the kinds of things, that the considerations that go into building this schedule?
Sure thing. Well, I'm particularly excited about this upcoming season because it'll be my first as director of the Performing Arts Center. I've just been here for a few months, so I've really jumped in and tried to get to know the history of what's been done here and the community as well as I can. And I use a lot of that kind of information in making decisions. There's also work that I feel passionate about that I want people to experience that they might not be familiar with. So we'll have a mix of, you know, familiar things and some unfamiliar things too. And so, of course, there's always a financial element. What can we afford to do as far as the scope of our programming? And we try to have a good mix. And my hope is that I'll have something that everyone could enjoy at the Performing Arts Center next season.
Excellent. And is there a committee of faculty that help put the schedule together?
Well, I kind of work independently as an artistic director in many ways.
Okay.
I do rely on advice from a wide variety of people, and that certainly informs my decisions.
Excellent. Very good. So you've got the academic calendar to look at, or do you look at the entire year ahead, the 12 months?
We primarily follow the academic calendar, but we'll have programming that starts in early September and continues through the middle of May next year, with a couple of holiday programs in between the semesters that'll just be for fun.
Okay. Very good. Well, let's kick it off. I'd love to hear who's coming this year, and let's start, if we could, with some of the highlights. And actually, maybe we should have a big finish and hit the highlights at the end. What do you think?
Sure thing, yeah.
Okay, let's save the best for last. First of all, how many performances a year are there?
We'll have about 30 performances this coming season, which is just slightly less than we've had the last couple of years, but we'll fill, you know, the months with a lot of great things, for sure.
And for people who are not familiar with the Performing Arts Center, how many performance venues are you filling?
We've got two concert halls in the Performing Arts Center, an 1,100-seat Hodson Concert Hall, and that's really the crown jewel, for sure. And then we've got the Ramsey Concert Hall, which is about 360 seats, which is a very lovely, intimate music space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see if we can talk some about the good folks who are coming to Athens this coming year. What can we look forward to?
Well, the Performing Arts Center has a long tradition of presenting classical music and chamber music, so I'm excited to be continuing that tradition with the Franklin College Chamber Music Series. We're happy to welcome back the return of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center for a couple of programs.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we have a long-standing relationship with them, thanks to my predecessors, and I know the community really values having them come. So actually, Wu Han herself will be opening the Chamber Music Series in September with a wonderful program, a trio of musicians, and then we'll just keep going from there. We'll have another visit from the Chamber Music Society in October featuring the Emerson String Quartet.
Oh, terrific.
And they're fantastic.
They
and
really are.
Really haven't had them for quite a while, I think. It's been since they have been here, and they're quite substantial in the classical music world.
Yes, they are.
In February, I'm very excited to welcome the Camerata RCO, which is a chamber group from the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra in Amsterdam. They specialize in repertoire for strings and winds, so that'll be an octet of highly accomplished musicians there. In April, we'll welcome the Jerusalem Quartet, and then we'll finish our chamber music series next year in May with a performance, their first at UGA, by the New York Philharmonic String Quartet. So it's going to be a wonderful and robust chamber music series.
It sounds terrific. That's the Chamber Music's Franklin Chamber Music Series. Is that what that's called?
That's right. Yes.
Uh-huh. If someone wants to come and attend that series, are the series tickets available? How does that work?
Yeah. In fact, on May 22nd, all of our season tickets go on sale for renewals. So people have subscribed in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then June 20th, they open up for new subscribers. So we'll do that for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll sell season tickets to any of our different packages. And then single tickets for all of our performances will go on sale in the middle of August.
Okay, terrific. Now, we mentioned the Franklin series. What else have you got on tap?
In our classics series, we're very pleased to welcome back the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, I believe, which is the only ensemble that has performed every season in the Performing Arts Center since it opened in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
So that's wonderful. We love that relationship. They'll be joining us for three programs, one in September. Then on November 2nd, they'll bring Mahler's 10th symphony to us. And then in February, they'll come with the chorus as well.
Okay.
For a wonderful program. We'll also have a kind of a rising star vocal ensemble from London called Voces 8, which I kind of think of as the King Singers plus two female voices.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
It'll be great. Really excited to showcase them here. And then we'll have a recital by the cellist Matt Heimowitz, who will play the Bach cello suites in a series of pop-up concerts on campus.
Oh, wow.
Followed by a final formal, more formal type of recital in the concert hall on the second day.
So pop-up concert, how far in advance will we know the location?
Well, good question. Probably might be just a week or two in advance.
Okay.
So we'll make that we'll try to make people aware of that on our website and through social media.
In putting this schedule together, this may be a question for the end, but I'll go ahead and ask, what has been the most challenging thing?
Well, it's balancing the tradition mm-hmm. with where I feel like we can go and should go. That's tricky. It's kind of like walking on a balance beam at times. I certainly want to respect people's interests and the things that they've come to appreciate and enjoy over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like it's part of our responsibility at a major university to cause us to stretch a little bit, to
right.
expose us to things that we might not be familiar with, and mm-hmm. to give us new experiences that will broaden our horizons too.
What are some of the other series that you offer?
We have a new series called Perspectives, which I'm very much looking forward to. This is kind of a focus on contemporary work or artists who cross lines and mix genres. So, for example, we'll have Max Richter, the British electronic musician and film composer.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here with the American Contemporary Music Ensemble, performing music from Infra and The Leftovers, which was a television series on HBO, I believe. And they'll be followed on that series by a contemporary circus ensemble from Australia called Gravity and Other Myths, which is going to be fantastic. We're actually going to do that in the concert hall in the round. It'll be really, really fun. Very thrilling. We'll also have a contemporary vocal ensemble called Roomful of Teeth,
mm-hmm.
which focuses on new music, and their vocal styles are influenced by the traditions of myriad vocal influences from throughout the world. So that'll be a very interesting and exciting program.
Mm-hmm.
On March 7th, we'll have a group called Black Violin, which features two classically trained string players who mix classical music with hip hop. So that's going to be a very kind of different type of thing, but very interesting. And I'm hoping we'll introduce some young audiences around here to classical music in a way that they haven't experienced before. We'll wrap up the Perspective series with a performance of the Silk Road Ensemble at the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
This was a group that was formed many years ago by Yo-Yo Ma.
Right.
And he has formed this collective of musicians from throughout the world who are experts in various musical forms, from China to the Middle East and all around the world. And they come together and perform classical music and new music and traditional music in very fascinating ways.
We spoke earlier about a big finish. Who are the big names coming this year? Who are the the highlights that are going to wow the audience the most?
Well, I'm very excited about a series we're launching called Encounters, which is featuring these types of people who are headliners, basically. Mm-hmm. We'll start that with Renee Elise Goldsberry. She won a Tony Award in 2016 for playing Angelica Schuyler in the Broadway production of Hamilton.
Oh, wonderful.
She's fantastic. We'll also have the ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a Christmas concert by the American Idol pop star David Archuleta.
Okay.
We'll also have a Christmas concert that it's jazz, basically jazz stylings of Christmas music by Jane Lynch, the comedian and actress.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which will be a lot of fun.
Now, wait, does she sing?
She does, actually. Yeah, it's surprising.
No idea.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to mark that one down because
right.
I would love to see her.
It'll be fun. She's a great personality. We'll also have the Vienna Boys Choir, which are world famous and
yes.
have been here many times. And then Leia Salonga, who is a Filipino star of stage and screen.
Mm-hmm.
She became famous for playing Kim in Miss Saigon many years ago and has also voiced the singing character in the Disney film Aladdin and Mulan.
Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun to welcome those people to
UTA. So the bottom line is you have a range of series, some new, some traditional. And the Encounter series is new. Perspectives is new. Are those the two new series?
We're also starting a world music series that will feature 6 performances from all across the globe, Scotland to South Africa.
Excellent. Information on these series and the individual performances, where might someone go?
We've got a brand new website. All you have to do is log on to ugapresents.org. Or call our box office, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
This sounds like an exciting, certainly exciting lineup. Tell me again what the very first performance is of the season.
We're launching September 7th with Renee Elise Goldsberry from Hamilton. It'll be a great way to start things off.
Wonderful. Jeffrey Martin, director of the University of Georgia Performing Arts Center. Thanks so much for being here, and congratulations on putting together another wonderful season.
Thanks so much.
For WUGA, I'm Michael Carton.